to Let's Talk on 98.9 FM. It's Chelsea Bond and Angelina Hurley.
Hey. Morning. It is. We are the Wild Black Women, and we are here with one of the wildest and blackest woman of them all. She's looking real shy now, but she's baking out because I know she's not shy. Miss Samara, also hashtag Samara for President.
Yay, where's the clapping?
Oh. Thank you for coming back to see us.
Okay.
How's life been?
Good.
Good? For our listeners, do you want to introduce yourself? Tell us a bit about who you are.
So, I'm a big sister now.
I'm seven. Nana. How is the little sister?
Oh, she's terribly great.
She's terribly great. Oh, that is terribly beautiful. Do you like being a big sister?
Kind of.
Because she's taken your spot as the baby in the house.
Yes.
How does that feel?
Kind of a bit normal now.
Okay, you're used to it. Because how old is Kaya now?
She's still one, but yeah.
Wow. Now, I just seen that side out of Dad. love it. Now, you've been homeschooling.
Yeah.
What grade are you in?
Grade two.
Oh, so you don't have to go back next week. You're going to be homeschooling for a little bit. How has homeschooling been?
Not very good.
Why is that? Is Dad's teaching?
No, it's Mum's.
Oh! I believe you were given some instructions this morning, Samara.
What's different? Why is it different?
Because it's more of a loud crowd at home.
Oh, yes. I'm sneaking into work because, yeah, it's very loud at my house with everybody. That's hard to think some days. What do you miss most about going to school?
Say it again.
What are you missing most about going to school?
It's more, I get to see friends more at school.
Yeah, miss the friends. Dad was saying that you've got a really interesting English assignment that you're working on. Can you tell me about that one?
I'm not very sure about that.
About your favourite princesses or something?
Oh, yeah. It's going a bit good.
So you had to, compare three different princesses. Which ones were they?
Cinderella. Emily and the Dragon. And the Paper Bag Princess.
Oh, and which is your favourite?
Emily and the Dragon.
Yes. Oh, there. That sounds good. What did she do?
She made friends with the dragon and they both like to dance exactly.
They got good moves.
Yeah.
Well, if they got good moves, that'd be my favourite too.
They can move.
Solid.
Are any of them musicals? Because I know last time we were all in the Frozen moment.
Nope.
No musicals.
Over Frozen.
Are we still into Frozen?
Yes.
Oh, so. Okay. Cool.
Frozen 2 and 1.
Oh, which is the better one?
2.
Oh. Can I ask, we did a special show a few weeks ago about, things to watch on Netflix or, shows to binge on. Have you been getting some good screen time during this time, like to watch some of your favourite shows?
Yes.
What's your recommendation that must-watch shows? What do you like watching?
The Willoughby Family.
Oh, what's that about? I need to Google that now.
Well, it's on Netflix, and it's kind of a bit creepy and kind of a little bit funny.
Oh.
Yeah. I really like it.
I like creepy and funny. It's kind of my core values.
Been now, there a few times.
All the time. Now, someone told me that maybe you might sing a song for us today.
Oh, yeah.
Are you feeling like singing today?
No, not really.
Oh, really? Oh. No, you're not feeling it today? I remember last time you sang, it was so beautiful. And you sang us one of your originals.
Yeah, you sang an original, which was awesome.
But that's okay if you don't feel like singing a song.
Yeah, no pressure.
You don't want to sing a song?
Well, it's been a while since I've singed.
Dad warming up ukulele. He ready.
Dad wants to be on the radio singing. Go, Dad.
Oh, Dad.
What do you think, Samara? Is he a good singer or what?
Hey, we should get Dad to sing a song. What song should we get Dad to sing?
Standing by Me.
Oh.
Dad, can you do it?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to pass in the mic?
Yep.
Thank you, Samara.
You're welcome.
You can sing as well, all right? You do the chorus with me, yeah?
Aww. Duo, awesome.
I love this song.
Come on. When the night has come,
voice, talk about nourishing our soul.
Yes.
We're going to go to another song quickly, and we're going to come back and we're going to talk our Wild Black Woman nominations and our special shout outs to the our mothers, because it's Mother's Day this week, don't forget. This goes out to all the kids struggling in school at home.
Oh,
listening to Let's Talk on 98.9 FM. It's Chelsea Bond and Angelina Hurley.
Hey.
Hey, morning.
Everybody get wild.
Hey.
We're in separate studios, so we're yarning in off-air in different studios because it's really hard having a spontaneous natural conversation in different rooms. So we're running between rooms and it's like, hey, back on air. So here we are. Yeah. We are. This is a very special Wild Black Woman show. We have Brother Phil and Samara for president.
Yes, one of you just tuned in, you'll have to listen to the podcast because you missed a deadly performance there.
Hey? I'm sure she's going to bring another performance.
Oh, awesome.
No pressure, Samara, of course, but, you know.
It's okay.
Now, you were telling me about the shows you're watching. So my kids are getting older and I'm out of touch. Well, I'm getting older. Who am I kidding? Now, your thing that you're into at the moment is Descendants?
Yes.
What is that?
So it's this show that is on Disney,
mm-hmm.
and the children of villains, and some are of heroes or something.
Oh, so are they good characters or bad characters?
Some are good, some are evil.
Oh, which ones do you like? The good ones, the evil ones, best.
The evil ones.
I'm with you. And is it musical kind of like got musicals? Like songs?
Yeah, there's lots of songs.
Lots of songs. Is that
I can't even count.
Wow, so many.
Have you got soundtracks? You got your little playlist from Descendants?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite song? Do you have a favorite?
I love all of them. Oh, wait, I actually do have a favourite. It's Say My Name.
Oh.
Say My Name.
How does it go? Go.
Well, it's by Uma, the daughter of Ursula.
Okay.
From the
and why is that your favourite song?
I just told you.
Why?
Oh, I wasn't paying much attention.
Oh, bless. And does the whole family love the show too? Are you making everyone watch it?
Yes.
Oh, bless. Now, have you got anything planned for Mum for Mother's Day this week? Have we been thinking about it? I don't know what we do during this time of social distancing. What do we do?
What can we do in isolation?
Make her a cake.
Oh. Bake her a cake. I took that idea from my dad.
Oh.
What's your favourite cake? What's Mum's favourite cake?
I don't know.
Chocolate.
Oh, it's normally chocolate or caramel or something.
Uh-huh. What are you planning, Ange, for Mother's Day?
I don't know.
Because what's the rules? How many people are you allowed to visit?
You're not supposed to visit heaps of people. That's pretty hard for a black family. Even if you go there by yourself, it's usually a house full of people.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you're going to get around that.
It's a hard one.
Mm.
I'm still trying to work out, well, how do we spend time with our mother for Mother's Day as children, because each of us have, like, you know, 20 per family.
Yes. Exactly.
Just stand
outside on the footpath and wave. I don't know.
Or a roster system or something.
Yeah. Put like they do in the supermarket where there's big X's. Just go in one at a time.
Oh, dear. Now, we've got to do some Wild Black Woman nominations.
Yes.
I had one for, I've got to see if the clip's in here. I'm not too sure if it is. I wanted to give a special Wild Black Woman nomination to Jacinta Ardern, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, she pulled the line out. I think a lot of people have been, the question a lot of people have been asking during COVID-19.
Yes.
I'll play the clip, hey?
Yes.
What is it that you're looking for to move us to level two? What's the figure you're looking for? Because I reckon this week looks like last week, and next week could look like this week. And all the international experts are saying that this is going to be the new normal for months and months and months. What are we waiting for?
I didn't realise you're an epidemiologist. Congratulations on your new qualification.
got told.
Yeah, they're now.
Everyone's an epidemiologist these days.
Yes.
So, yeah, shout out to the Prime Minister that we all wish we had.
Yes, awesome.
If only people here voted better. Angie had a nomination out for Sister Tony.
Oh, yeah, Sister Tony Janky, congratulations. Her new album is out.
Yay!
Oops, long
sorry,
time.
I'm here.
Jewel of the North, it's called. Everyone jump on Spotify and iTunes to check it out because the sister is deadly and we've been waiting for that for a long time. So congratulations, sis. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yes.
I also want to give a Wild Black Woman nomination to Samara for president.
Yes, for the campaign is still going.
For turning up today and not just turning up, but turning up in heels.
That's how you do it.
Thank you.
And full outfit, like Samara's not playing, she's turning up. So we're most thankful for you turning up, Samara. have you got a Wild Black Woman nomination you want to give or a shout out to Mum for Mother's Day that you want to send a message? Not to put you on the spot or anything.
I don't really know. Thank you to Mum. If Mum ever listens to this, I'm just going to say it. I love you, Mum.
Don't we?
Oh, that's beautiful. Yes, we love you, Mum. Ange, you want to send a message to Mum?
Yes, I'll see you soon, like in an hour. Hi, Mum. Don't park your car in the driveway. I'm gonna get in.
Oh, bless. I can't even. Well, I want to say, as the favourite child in my family, I would just like to say happy Mother's Day to my mum. I hope that I can see you on the weekend, given we've got biggest tribe of kids. But we'll work out a way to spend some time together that doesn't get us in trouble for breaching social distancing rules. Brother Phil, we'll leave you for last word for shout out for Wild Black Woman nominations or any special messages to any special mothers that you want to send out to.
Well, on behalf of Samara, the woman of few words, we just want to say thank you as well to her mum, Jo, for keeping us alive.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
I want to. My nomination for Wild Black Women and also a shout out for Mother's Day is I call her Mum, Aunty Macro's Ilu. Look, she's in her 70s and still working. She works for Relationships Australia. She's been stuck at home with a laptop learning new technology, so I just want to encourage her to keep going. She's also spearheading the July 1 celebrations for this year, so the coming of the light for Torres Strait people. So she's been working in the background, you know, of all of this COVID that's happening to make sure that the celebrations continue. So that's a shout-out to the matriarch of our family, and we've been helping her out. She's been visiting, hey. Yeah. Akita's been dropping around, and I've been grocery shopping for her because she can't walk through a supermarket. So so for her resilience and her patience, that's a Wild Black Woman nomination and a shout-out. And to my mother, Annie, in Townsville, who has also been struggling through the isolation, so not being able to visit. So hopefully my sisters and my younger brother will shower her with gifts this weekend. There'll be no doubt a phone call and a hello from the grandchildren here as well. So, so shout out to all the mothers who are holding us together. Talk about essential workers.
Hey, too long the top key. But respect to all the women turning up, all the mothers. And we're going to leave on this song from The Intruders. I'll always love my mama. See you, Mob, next week.
Here comes the fun. Hey, Barry, what column was you from in them days?
That's in the line.